airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is partly sunny and 46 degrees in Flemington. That's about it for the day. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 46 again. Saturday, there's an 80% chance of rain with a high of 45. And Sunday looks like the winner of the weekend, sunny with a high of 48. And I do want to give one back weather report. Jim Thatch always says it's going to snow on Christmas Eve. I must say, for about 5 minutes around noon, 1 o'clock, we had a brief...
5 minutes is generous.
Well, but we had it.
30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. But it did, in fact, snow on Christmas Eve, so Thatch has powers untold.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Happy New Year! We'll look back on 2018 and look ahead and see what will be happening at the Hunterdon County Library in 2019. Jennifer polls our listeners. Anyone out there who believes in psychokinesis, raise her hand. Concerts, exhibits, speakers, YS programs, reading clubs, and a lot more to talk about on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
The Bangles was your opening song selection for just because it's winter time?
Just because I ran down the quick list of what I have stored in my email.
And that's the only one that fit possibly the bill?
It was the one that I thought I'd get the least amount of grief from.
Winter starting off a little slowly? I don't know. What would you say so far? We had that big snowstorm like November 15th and then nothing since.
Which is okay with me. Although I just heard this morning on the radio that mid-January there's going to be an Arctic blast. And then maybe a little snow after that.
Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily please me. But.
No. I have a feeling February and March are going to be a mess like they were last year.
Four in March last year was a disaster.
Four nor'easters or something, right?
Yeah.
Let's hope for that doesn't repeat. So Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everyone had a... What did you do on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Jennifer?
New Year's Day, we went to the movies.
Oh, yeah?
And then we ended up seeing two movies.
I saw a movie, but it was on New Year's Eve.
Did you see Mary Poppins?
I saw Mary Poppins Returns.
How did you like it?
I thought it was sublime.
Very good.
I thought it was incredible. It was, going in, I was thinking, there's no way it's going to, how this movie can't be a disappointment since I'm such a big fan of the original.
Sure.
But they did. They really did a great job. I was floored, actually.
I still want to see that.
The songs were catchy. The acting was great. Emily Blunt was amazing as Mary Poppins. The acting was great. They didn't use a computer animation, Jennifer. They got all old animators back in and animated it the old-fashioned way, just like Mary Poppins. And it's got to be the best animation there ever was.
Oh, wow.
So one of the scenes is, you remember in the original, they go into a chalk drawing.
Mm-hmm.
This time they go into a picture on the sign of a Royal Doulton bowl.
Okay.
And so they're in a China. It just mind-bogglingly creative. Just everything about it. I mean, you're never going to top the 1964 soundtrack. I mean, the Sherman Brothers caught lightning in a bottle with that movie. But these songs are catchy. It's educational. There's some nice messages in the movie. I highly recommend it. It's a throwback kind of great family fare.
Good.
Does it have any superheroes? I know superheroes are all the big movies now with the kids, but I think this is a good reminder. So I don't know.
Good.
If it'll win any awards or anything like that, but kudos to, I believe, director Rob Marshall and the Walt Disney Company. And I believe it sets the record for a sequel coming after the original, like 54 years. So, and what was your movie going fair?
Well, first we saw Mary, Queen of Scots.
Okay. Who stars in that again?
Margot Robbie and Saoirse Ronan.
Okay.
Rowan.
Yes.
And I have to say, it's not family fair necessarily. And then we saw...
In what way?
The Favorite. It's pretty violent.
Okay.
Not violent, but...
Well, I didn't think it would be family fair.
And then we saw The Favorite.
Any beheadings?
At the beginning and the end, but you don't actually see it. Because, of course, Mary Queen of Scots was beheaded.
Yes. I thought so.
Yeah. My eyes were closed, just in case. I'm not fond of beheading.
Did they show it?
No, but they showed the block, and I was like... Eh.
Who played Mary Queen of Scots?
The Irish girl. Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
And it's the third movie I've seen her in this year. Not this year.
She was the one that was in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, I missed that.
Oh. I thought you'd have been all over that.
I know.
Okay. Not Family Fair, Mary Queen of Scots. Got it.
And then we saw The Favorite with Emma Stone. And that was...
I'm a big Emma Stone fan.
I don't know that movie. It's bawdy.
It's bawdy?
Yes.
What does bawdy mean?
Ribald and kind of...
You're not helping me.
Raunchy-ish.
Oh, okay.
Raunchy.
The Favorite?
It's a story with Queen Anne. So it's end of the 17th, beginning of the 18th century. And...
You had a theme going, didn't you?
We did. And frankly, after seeing these two movies, it's amazing that the Empire has survived this long, nay, thrived all these years. But Queen Anne, the counsel she kept was Sarah, Lady Marlborough. And the Duke of Marlborough was a long ancestor of Winston Churchill, John Churchill. And she held a lot of sway over Anne, Queen Anne. And in the movie, this young woman arrives and says she's Sarah's cousin. And she tries to win favor with the queen, and these two women kind of battle back and forth for the queen's favor. But the queen is, she's rather dumpy and...
Where's the raunchy part come in? The bawdy part.
There's a lot of sexual innuendo. There's a lot of very close, yeah. There's a lot of drinking and carousing. But it was fun. But
so, would you recommend either of these movies? That's a no.
I would. I mean, they were very good, but they're not for everyone.
So our movie reviews for 2019: Mary Poppins and the emphatic thumbs up for me,
yes.
And the two Queen movies.
I'd give them thumbs up, but they're not for everyone. That's not everyone's cup of tea. I will say.
Gotcha. What else did you do in New Year's? Were you awake at midnight?
I doubt it.
You doubt you were awake? You don't remember?
I'm sure I was. No, I did not start out to be awake. If I woke up, it was quite by accident.
Oh, okay. So You had retired at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So 2018, a good year for you?
It was okay. I made it through. It had some high points.
It wasn't as eventful as my 2017 was, but I mean, I
can't complain. I made it through.
That's no way to go through life, Jennifer. I made it through a year. You got to relish in all your triumphs.
Yeah, well, 2019 not starting.
2019
so well.
Starting very
rough, rocky.
It is very rocky at work right now. I got a trillion things to do, and I don't know how I'm going to do them.
Well, that's what happens when you're out for 2 weeks. But I've been doing everyone's trillion things for the last 2 weeks. So welcome back, everyone.
Well, I actually came back in 2 days.
I know you did.
The saddest day of the year, I had to come in and discard the gingerbread houses that were left over. Very sad day for me.
I do appreciate it.
It was took me all morning to do, actually. And a janitor sort of like vacuumed me around me, like, could you guys wait a little bit?
Be glad they were vacuuming.
So, yeah, the... Do we got to go to a commercial break?
Do we?
We got a couple minutes. Just so 2018,
yeah,
Jennifer, I'm looking back. I think one of our most successful years, program-wise, event-wise, do you agree?
Yes.
I mean, the holiday season for sure. We had record amounts of attendees at all our holiday programs as well as the gingerbread competition, which Chris Phelan of the Chamber, who was one of our sponsors, was very pleased with the way things went, the awards ceremony, and all the record number, 47 gingerbread houses on display throughout the month of December.
Yes.
Eric Mantel and the Harmonizers, all those concerts, very well attended, all sellouts. And then just the whole year, Jennifer.
I felt we had a lot better, a lot more speakers this year. I had run into some struggles in 2017 getting speakers.
Mm-hmm.
But
so that's a 2018 resolution?
Well, no, I got good speakers in 2018.
Oh, okay. So now you're going to try to top yourself in 2019.
Yes. But I think I'm booked through June, so it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting there. I've actually got a lot of interesting programs coming up. We'll talk about that.
So before we go to break, I will do one last, because I do like January. It's sort of a clean out and...
But just real quick, in 2018, the art show, Community Day, Maker's Day, the summer concert series, the photography show, all wildly successful. We bumped up our kids programs. We did a lot more kids programs in 2018. All going in the right direction. And maybe that's kudos to our new director, quietly motivating us. A lot of big changes coming up in 2019 for the Hunterdon County Library. If you've been through, you've seen that we've been rearranging things here or there.
Yes.
A lot of big changes coming up for 2019. It's going to be an exciting year at the Hunterdon County Library 2019. So stay tuned to the Library Show for all the updates on what will be happening. And Jennifer has to say one more thing before
we go to break. I just want to do, because then we're going to get involved in other things, the Jim Thatch first edition bookmark for 2019 is out. It is a little village with January hidden in there. And HCLs, I have a feeling they're kind of tricky. I've only found three, although I have a leg on a fourth one.
I think there's only four, so yeah. There's not 12 like there was in December.
I know, and I am missing my bookmark HCL finding buddy. Jeremiah Harris has left the building. And I'm very sad about it. So
on that note, Jennifer.
Yes, on that happy note. Oh, I did get a sign that it's time to go to the first commercial break. So we will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Are we 100% sure these microphones are working?
Well, not 100%.
What percentage are we sure?
I can hear you.
There's a little meters moving.
Yeah. And I can hear you.
That doesn't sound very confident.
I can hear you.
Confident. Okay, it's the first...
Why don't you trust me?
Today in history.
All right. What have I ever done to you?
No comment.
Anytime I've forgotten the microphones, I've always owned up to it.
Just trying to... Okay, so our first Today in History for 2019, this time every week. I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which is January 3rd. Also give her some names of people who were born, just born today, Jennifer, on January 3rd. See if you know who they are just by hearing their names. Okay, events, let's go back to 1777, Jennifer. What happens in Princeton, New Jersey on this date?
About the Battle of Princeton.
Very good. Did you know that?
Well, no, but it was sort of...
obvious. George Washington defeats Cornwallis at Princeton, a pivotal battle in the American Revolution. And one of the turning points that started turning the tide toward the colonists' favor. 1861, Jennifer. A big day in Delaware. 1861. What happens in Delaware? Delaware government.
I don't know.
They vote, Jennifer. The big vote in Delaware on this date in 1861.
Oh, to stay in the Union?
They voted not to secede from the United States. Huge. I don't know how pivotal Delaware was in the Civil War. I can't remember even any battles fought in Delaware, do you?
No. And Delaware, they were the first one to ratify the Declaration of Independence, correct?
Yeah, they're the first state, but what did they do? How did they help us in the Civil War?
Right, but beyond that...
might have been better to have them secede, but pretend that they seceded and help us that way.
Right.
Could have been a little, we should have tried that with one of the states. It might have worked. What are you doing over there?
I'm checking to see if Edmonds is available.
Okay. Are you with me?
I'm with you. I have gotten two right so far.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. 1938, Jennifer, the March of Dimes is established by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. What does the March of Dimes Foundation do? What do they...
It raises money for children with a disease. I want to say muscular dystrophy, but I'm not sure if that's it. No?
You're right. It's children. Well, you're very young children, Jennifer.
Right, babies.
It was formed to combat infant polio. Franklin D. Roosevelt should have been your key.
Yes. Yes, polio, yes. But he did so many social... He had so many social programs.
Okay, you never get this one.
Thank you.
Okay. Canadian-American jockey George Wolfe, Jennifer, on this date, died in a freak accident during the race. And to this day, the George Wolfe Memorial Jockey Award is given to honor a jockey every year. George Wolfe, what was the most famous thing he did in his life and career?
He rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown.
No. Well, this is 1946. Secretariat was in the 1970s, Jennifer.
Well, then he won.
George Wolfe died in 1946.
All right, that other one who won the Triple Crown a long time ago.
Okay, incorrect.
Okay.
He was most famous for being a pinch rider in the great match race between Seabiscuit and War Admiral. The Seabiscuit's jockey got hurt, and George Wolfe rode instead and rode Seabiscuit to victory on that fateful day. I believe that was 1941 or something, Jennifer.
Hmm.
So George Wolfe played in the movies. Did you ever see the movie Seabiscuit?
I did.
Big role in that movie.
I did. And actually, there's a...
played by real jockey Gary Stevens, by the way.
There's an exhibit at the Bucks County Visitor Center on Seabiscuit.
Then you should have gotten it.
Remember, I took pictures of it and brought the...
Then you should have gotten it or paid attention to it or something. Okay, people born on this date, Jennifer. In 1879, Grace Coolidge was born.
She was the niece of Calvin Coolidge, who acted as his first lady.
What?
No. Okay. Maybe it was
It was Calvin Coolidge's wife, so she was first lady.
Okay.
Where did this niece story come from?
Somebody had a niece who acted as maybe...
That never happened.
All right.
American people would not put up with that. A niece can't claim to be the first lady.
Well, no, she did. The dude acted as first lady.
Was it the only bachelor president, I guess?
Yeah.
It was, who is that, William Henry Harrison or Benjamin
remember.
Harrison or somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, I don't know why I threw this in because this is one. Well, let's see. 1907, Ray Milland was born.
1977, Ray Milland.
And this is a disturbing one for me. I probably shouldn't have put it in here.
I don't know.
So he was a famous actor back in the 40s, 50s. Did a lot of movies. If you looked it up, you'll know a lot of movies he was in. But the only movie I remember him from, Jennifer, was Welp when he was older. And it was... I'm not
going to
remember the name of the movie,
he?
But he had his head grafted onto Rosie Greer's body. Does that ring a bell?
How do you spell his last name?
Milland. And it was the strangest thing ever. So Rosie Greer, you know, the big football player, had Ray Milland. They had two heads on Rosie Greer's body. It was the most disturbing thing I think I've ever seen.
Well, he was Welsh. He was born Alfred Reginald Jones.
Oh, well, let's not get too detailed, please.
Close to my heart. Really? How do you know him?
I don't remember the name of the movie. It's like probably The Man with Two Heads or something.
Oh, this must be a different Ray Milland. Because there must be two of them.
No, he did it later in his career.
What year was he born? 1907? Yeah, he was in The Lost Weekend, Dial M for Murder. Oh, I've actually seen that. But I don't really see anything with Rosie Greer.
It's like in the 70s, Jennifer. It was a campy movie. It was like a piece of garbage movie.
He was in the
But that's what I remember him about.
Okay.
Put Rosie Greer, Ray Milland together and see what happens.
Okay.
Maybe I dream this. Would be great news if this actually never did exist.
No, the thing with two heads.
Oh, no, it did exist.
It did.
Did I have a picture of it?
Yes.
Don't look at it.
Kind of
okay, 1926, Jennifer George Martin was born.
Martin. George R. R. Martin?
No.
Nope.
Even more famous
than
him.
The Beatles.
Very good. How did you pick that up? I thought you were dead in the water there.
Something Beatle related.
Go ahead. Kara would be all over this one. He just died a couple years ago, actually.
And actually, I think he's in the news because didn't he write Muskrat Love or have something to do with Muskrat Love and Captain just died from Captain and Tennille?
I hope not.
I'm looking this up.
Put that way. George Martin was the Beatles' music producer, Jennifer, pretty much teaching the Beatles everything they became. He was their mentor. You know, when they got in the studio, they were just newbies, Jennifer, just very inexperienced green musicians. And under the tutelage of one George Martin, they became who they became, Jennifer. Most people call him the fifth Beatle. Him and Brian Epstein, their manager, are probably the two gentlemen who have the strongest claim to that title. So George Martin, born on this date in 1926. 1943, if you get this one, I'll be shocked. and I'll leave the building. Van Dyke Parks was born on this date in 1943.
No, please don't, because then I'd be left to do the show alone.
And we know how... No. You'd be fine. You've done the show alone.
I know, but I just don't really feel like it today. I don't know.
Van Dyke Parks, the only reason I know, he was a singer-songwriter, a lyricist. He wrote the lyrics to Brian Wilson's album Smile, and that was the album where Brian
Wilson... Well, that's Wilson pretty obscure.
...went crazy. Like, he was so obsessed with this album that he kind of lost his mind, and the Beach Boys just went off the rails after that forever. But the album Smile was re-released 40 years later, something like that, Jennifer. They did it the way Brian Wilson envisioned it, and it is a masterpiece. And Van Dyke Parks wrote the lyrics. 1956, Mel Gibson was born.
He's a movie actor. He was Jesus in Jesus movie.
The Jesus movie. Never saw it.
And he learned Aramaic for it. He was in Die Hard or something like those movies.
Bruce Willis.
But no, there was a series like that he was in.
Well, your mind
he was in Braveheart.
Very good. Okay.
But what series am I thinking of that he was in?
What series?
Like, there were several.
The Lethal Weapon.
That's it. Lethal Weapon.
I know that's You're it, right. Jennifer. And then finally, 1981. I know I don't do sports, but you'll know this gentleman. Eli Manning was born.
He's a football player. He has a brother who plays football. The Giants quarterback?
A father who played football, too. Very good. The New York Giants' current starting quarterback. I don't know for how much longer. Two Super Bowl champions, brother to Peyton, son to Archie. Yeah, I thought you would know who he was. And that's today in history.
Very good. I brought you something.
You did?
I did.
2019 is going to be New Year,
oh,
isn't
stop.
It?
Don't be funny. Not every year, but for the last 3 years, the New York Times has had a Puzzle Mania section beginning
What's
of December.
Mean?
It's a... I think it's 25 pages of puzzles.
What?
Yeah, and there's like a big, huge...
I'm used to this. I get the New York Times.
Do you?
Yeah.
It was a Sunday a few weeks ago in December. You missed it? There's a full spread crossword puzzle that takes up the whole broadsheet.
Oh, my God.
Two sides. How did you miss it?
Because you usually just get it's in the magazine. The
no, but it's in... This is like a newsprint section.
Maybe we didn't throw the paper out yet. I'll have to look. Which week?
I'm going to say around December 10th-ish.
Okay. I'm going to look.
Yeah. It's very... They have some pretty cool puzzles. But I brought you two of them, which I'm going to give you, if you would like, for your trivia company.
Thank you.
You probably need to give credit to somebody if you use them and get paid for
Never.
It. Okay. So, apostrophe or not... Test your observation and memory. Which version of these trademarks have an apostrophe and which do not?
These are a Mandela effects, but go ahead.
Starbucks, does it have an apostrophe or not?
No.
Correct. McDonald's?
No.
Yes.
Does it?
It does. Wegmans?
No.
No. This one you might not know because I don't think we have any around here. Tim Hortons.
That does.
It does not.
It doesn't?
Nope.
That's the donut place or whatever, right?
From Canada, yeah. It's like a
There's one in Somerville, I think.
Is there? It's like a Starbucksy thing, but I think it's from Canada.
Folgers. Yeah, it's Canada. Tim Horton was a Canadian hockey player.
Folgers.
Yes.
No. The good thing about this section is all the answers except for the big puzzle are in it. Little Caesars.
Yes.
No.
Really?
Lowe's.
No.
Yes.
I've missed them all.
You got Starbucks right. Applebee's.
Yes.
Yes. TGI Fridays.
Chili's is yes, too.
Chili's isn't one of them.
Oh.
But you can use that in the future. TGI Fridays.
Yes.
No. And Barclays.
Barclays? No.
No. Correct. I've circled the numbers that do happen.
That is hard, but I might use that.
Yeah, it could be a good springboard. You could add Chili's. All right, the other one I brought is going to be kind of hard because I'm going to have to describe it to you. but we'll give it a shot. It's called Hollywood Headlines.
Okay.
These newspaper headlines all appeared in popular movies over the years.
Gotcha.
How many can you identify?
Why was that so hard, Jennifer?
Well, because I'm going to have to describe it to you.
You're just going to read the headline.
Right. The Hill Valley Telegraph, George McFly murdered.
I would have got it from Hill Valley Telegraph. That's Back to the Future.
Which one?
Oh, George McFly murdered, so it wasn't the first one. I don't know. Three.
Two. I guessed three. The second one is it's the name of a city, Evening Star. It says innocent in big letters. And it's a picture of, do you want the character or the actress?
It must be Chicago.
It's Chicago. There's a picture of Roxy Hart played by Renee Zellweger. Let's see.
I'm going to write this.
This one I think is going to be tough. The New York Post, and it says few in big letters. There's a thermometer. Hazy, hot, and humid, headed toward 100.
Few?
Few.
Oh, few. New York Times?
New York Post.
Headed toward 100. I need more.
Yeah, it's Do the Right Thing.
Oh.
I didn't know that one. Daily Prophet, Dumbledore's Dark Secrets Revealed.
Harry Potter.
And which one?
The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Deathly Hallows Part 1. This one's The Evening Sun. This is an older movie. Diplomat slain at UN.
No idea.
North by Northwest.
Oh.
The Daily Bugle. Doc Ock still at large.
That's Spider-Man.
Two. Correct. The Los Angeles Chronicle. Toon kills man.
Tomb?
Toon. T-O-O-N.
Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes, I wrote Who Shot. That's wrong.
Who Shot Liberty Valance?
Right. Let's see. This is the New York Post. I like this movie. Mermaid found held by feds.
Splash.
Daryl Hannah. And this is the...
This is pretty good.
Munisburg Herald. Super damages. Another bold rescue ends in disaster. Landmark damages. Scores inspired. This was a Disney Pixar.
Say it again. Oh, it's got to be The Incredibles.
It's The Incredibles. Yeah, M-U-N-I-C-I-B, Berg Herald.
Muncie or whatever.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That was pictures.
Yeah. So I thought you might.
I thought they might
give you some inspiration.
Another plug for the New York Times.
Dig out that puzzle section. Hours of family fun.
It would be. Did you solve them all? You probably solved every puzzle.
I'm working on the big one right now. As you will see, I did not do the cryptic riddle on the back of that one. I did quite a few.
Very good. Okay, the time is 11:34. Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy may or may not be in it. Well, Newman, I'm going to assume he will be with his show Taking Care of Business, kicking off his 2019. 2019, okay, we got a quick program note. If you're around Flemington tonight, we have a program, our first program of the year at the Hunterdon County Library. It's
Barry Wolfson.
Barry Wolfson is the Hypnosis Counseling Center of New Jersey. Presents Keep Your New Year's Resolutions. So hypnotherapy has been gaining favor. It's one of those holistic type of things, Jennifer. And Barry Wilson has his own practice. And he'll talk to you about the benefits of hypnotherapy to stop smoking or to lose weight or other things in your life, habits that you'd like to kick.
Be nice to your co-host.
Yes. I don't know if that hypnosis would help with that or not, but maybe you should try it. People think I'm mean to you, but they really don't know that you're mean to me, and you're so subtle about it that people just don't pick up on it.
Who's got your back, Jim Thatch?
So that's tonight at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. It's free and open to the public if you want to stop by and see what hypnotherapy is all about. I urge you to do so. I got to remember to get that check for.
I was just gonna. I have a note.
You're not working tonight, are you?
No, but I can get it to you.
I have it.
Oh, you got it.
Just got to leave it with the circulation desk.
There's no better time. There's no better time to read at the Huntington County Library during the Adult Winter Reading Club. Snowed under? No. Feeling the chill? You're invited to warm up between the covers of a good book and join as we play Snow Bingo and read our way through the winter. So you find this information on our website, hclibrary.us. You can join now. We're playing Snow Bingo, which is just a fun game to get you to read some different books, different types of books. You can print out a card. You can print out additional ones that you need. Every time you go to the website, a different card pops up.
How are they doing? Have you talked to Terry?
I have not about this. But some of the categories are a book with a great first line, a book you shared with someone special, set in the American West, set in another country, asked someone to choose for you to read, one-word title, cold weather setting, history, reminds me of someone I know, family saga, guilty pleasure, random selection from a shelf. And it's just a fun way to read a variety of books. And then on March 27th, there will be a meeting at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. for a casual get-together to talk about your favorite books.
Why March? Why are we getting so far ahead of ourselves?
I cannot answer that.
Okay, we have new exhibits at the North County Branch, at Huntington County Library. You may or may not know that every month we have rotating exhibits of local artists, crafters, etc., etc. This month at the North County Branch Library is an exhibit of Pastels and More by Leona Chung and Gabrielle Yalenti. And at the Huntington County Library, our annual showing of the students, art students at Huntington Central Regional High School, the art teachers at Huntington Central grab their students' best work and displayed in our display cases and our main gallery. It's been a January tradition for as long as I can remember, Jennifer. And when I say for as long as I remember, that is getting shorter and shorter every year.
I think it's a nice way to start the year, though. And it's a nice way to showcase the high school artists.
Very good. Very happy to do that for them. The HCL Scoop is out for January, February, so a lot of this information we're talking about is in the Scoop. You can pick one up and just leave it at your home. It's got all our programs coming up, book clubs, youth programs, when we're closed, et cetera, et cetera. But the Friends have a little tidbit in here, Jennifer. The Friends of the Huntington County Library, New Year, New Venture. Well, it's really New Year, New Venture. They used a question mark. The start of a new year gives us pause to think about changes we may like to make. Perhaps meet new people, become more involved with our community, help others, share knowledge, or travel abroad. The Friends of the Huntington County Library, a 501-C3 nonprofit organization, is not planning any air travel, but we could help with other ideas. Want to deliver books to homebound residents? Share your knowledge of logistics or social media? Enjoy planning and organizing the feeding of a large group of hungry volunteers? Want to engage in interesting conversations or fun chatter? Check out the Friends at hclibrary.us/friends to learn more about who we are and what we do. We welcome new volunteers. Please send an email to fohclfriends@gmail.com and let us know how you can help to make this organization a bigger and better part. And it gets cut off there. Of the new year of Huntington County? How do you think that ended?
I don't know.
I don't know how that got cut off.
I don't know.
Oh, well. So the Friends of the Huntington County Library, a great organization. A lot of our programs and concerts and services would not be possible without our Friends group. So they're not exaggerating. If you want to meet a very interesting and lively and motivated group of people, I highly suggest considering joining the Friends of the Huntington County Library.
Yes. And how do you say this without sounding maudlin? This past year, they had two of their most stalwart volunteers, members, pass away toward the end of the year. So they're going to need young blood. Not that necessarily precludes, but they're going to need, you know.
I'm not touching this one.
I know. How am I going to say this without, they need new members. They always need new members. They need new enthusiastic members with new ideas.
They need fresh ideas.
There you go. Not that their old ideas are not good. But fresh ideas are always good, as we've learned this year at the Hunterdon County Library.
You may or may not know also that the Hunterdon County Library has several book groups. So if you like to read and you want to discuss books, we have several. There's actually four book groups at the Hunterdon County Library, one at HCL, one at NCB, and one at SCB. And the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library have their own book group. And just for example, and I'll give you three of them for January. At, if you read the book All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr, you can stop by HCL on Friday, January 25th at 10 a.m. and discuss that book. Did you read Three Cups of Tea by Greg Mortensen? Then stop by the North County branch on Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. and discuss that book. Or what about The Women in Cabin 10 by Ruth Ware? If you've read that and would like to discuss it, go to the South County Branch Library in their new location in Rigos on Tuesday, January 15th at 7:30 p.m. and tell them what you thought. What did you think of The Woman in Cabin 10, Jennifer? What was so unique about The Woman in Cabin 10?
It's a...
Sounds like Gone Girl to me or something.
It's along the lines of Gone Girl, sort of, but it's more of an Agatha Christie sort of thing, a closed room murder, but it's on a boat.
Cabin as in boat cabin.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's kind of easy to figure out, but then there's also some, yeah.
All right, one more thing before we go to our last commercial break of our first radio show of 2019. RB Digital, the Hunterdon County Library, offers free downloadable magazines to our patrons. Yes, you heard me correctly. Free downloadable magazines to our patrons. Check out and read as many magazines as you want with RB Digital. No lists, no due dates, no fines. Discover more digital resources. Just go to hclibrary.us/digital collection. If you would like more information or assistance, just call the library's reference department. Or, I'm sorry, adult services department.
Yes.
At 908-788-1434. They'd be happy to help you. 1434. I cut myself off there. They'd be happy to help with anything. They're sitting there right now just waiting to help you. I can feel it. Why don't you call them and pretend you're somebody? Hey, I got a great idea.
Yeah.
What if we, like, called the reference department during our show once a week and asked, like, a reference question? How do you think that would go?
We'll discuss it during the break. Somebody would have to be there to answer the phone.
Yes, they would be, Jennifer.
They're not.
Why are you saying that?
We'll be right back after these messages.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, bad movie picker.
Who, me or
me.
You?
Jennifer Winberry, comma, bad movie picker.
What's on your bucket list for movies you want to see next?
I want to see If Beale Street Could Talk. It's a based on a James Baldwin novel that I read, I think I was in eighth grade when I read it, and I just loved it for some reason. It was so gorgeous.
Good. What about Mary Poppins Returns?
I would like to see
sell
that.
You on that
no,
one?
I do. I did want to see Mary Poppins Returns.
Why don't you go tonight with Morgan?
You might.
Maybe Morgan would learn a few lessons from Mary Poppins.
What are we going to go there? There's also a movie coming out in April, Peterloo, about a labor rebellion in the UK.
April?
April.
That's far away, Jennifer.
Aftermath, a World War II, after World War II movie set in Germany, but that's March again, pretty far out. How about you?
I have nothing.
Nothing?
That some people are telling me about, what's that movie that... Birdcage or something, the one with Sandra Bullock or something. Is that a movie or is that a TV thing? It's like all the rage or something. Bird something?
Sandra Bullock, Bird?
Yeah. Bird Box, I think it's called. Is that right?
I don't know. It's Netflix.
Oh, yeah. It's a Netflix movie?
Oh, I heard something about that on the radio this morning, about the Bird Box.
It's like
all the
buzz. What's it about?
She walks around blindfolded.
Yeah,
and
I'm still not seeing why people are so.
Well, because you shouldn't. And then Netflix had to issue a warning: don't walk around blindfolded because you could get hurt. To people,
is this
like
piquing your interest at all?
Or? No, it really isn't.
No, I don't know why, but people are all over. Even my friends have been watching it. My friends said I can't come to the little Hunterdon County Library.
But they watch Bird Box. She's a single mother endeavoring to save herself and two children in a post-apocalyptic America. I don't like dystopian fiction.
My wife doesn't either.
Yeah. She and her fellow survivors must wear blindfolds to prevent exposure to supernatural forces who take the form of their most potent fears and lead them to take their... No.
Really?
Yeah.
Unusual.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to collect them a little more research about that.
How about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Oh, I watched an episode of that.
What did you think?
Because my son from North Carolina, Mike Fisher's dad, loves it. It's the same writer as Gilmore Girls.
Okay, which I've never seen.
So, but it's more grown-up writing. Because I was watching a little bit. I go, this reminds me of the... Because Gilmore Girls is very fast-talking, very clever,
okay.
Very witty kind of dialogue. And this was very similar. I go, this is... But it's the same person. But she's a Jewish stand-up comedian back in the 50s or
60s. I know. 60s. It looks really... I love the setting. The setting looks super.
People rave about that.
Yeah.
So I watched one episode. It was interesting.
Oh, I know what we need to see. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie set in the 70s as she... becomes an attorney. That looks very good.
Yes. That just came out, right?
Although she never looked that good in her life, I'm guessing. No offense to Cater Ginsburg.
Maybe she did, Jennifer. Pull up a young picture of RBG.
So we have one movie scheduled at the headquarters of North County Branch Library in January. The Children Act. As her marriage crumbles, a judge must decide a case involving a teenage boy who is refusing a blood transfusion on religious principle. And that's January 17th at 6 p.m. and January 18th with captions, or the 19th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch.
We have two musical programs at the at the Hunterdon County Library. Fred Miller, he was that one snowstorm I mentioned earlier in the program, was on the day Fred was trying to do his November program. So we moved that to January 17th. So if you want to hear all about Cole Porter, come by the Hunterdon County Library on Thursday, January 17th at 2 p.m.
It'll be the lovely.
It'll be delightful. I don't know what the words are. And then we have a new group for the Hunter County Library, the Fraser Thomas Duo, and that's going to be on Wednesday, January 30th. They're like a blues, folk, rock duo. I believe she plays the piano and he plays the guitar. Some kind of, they're very popular around local drinking establishments in the area. So we're going to give them a try at the Hunter County Library. And then in February, we'll start with our two-a-month again concerts. We got Jim Malcolm coming from Scotland again. We have Paul Bisaccia, that great classical piano player from New York, coming back. Travis Wetzel, Jack McDade.
Billy Joel.
We have the Tragobites or something, and a new Moss somebody in the Tragobites coming. We have
A Billy Joel
pianist coming. So a lot of playing. I'm just about pretty much booked through June as well, Jennifer. So maybe I'll make one of those little sheets again, those half sheets that people can grab with
programs. I think people like them with the music programs.
Our new adult services librarian also wants a monthly calendar with events on it, just to add to my list. Remember, I tried that one time,
yeah.
And for some reason, I just couldn't get it to fly. I don't know.
Well, let her sketch
it. I mean, it's a good idea if I can think of a way to do it where maybe.
You know what? I've been looking at Facebook. I know we're looking at our Facebook and our Twitter and our website. I was looking at some library Facebooks the other day, and they put their events right on Facebook. Like, if you're interested in an event, like at the top, they list them. If you're interested in going, and you can check them out there.
We should, every day of our program, we should put it on the day of, saying tonight.
No, but they do it like ahead of time even.
Yeah.
So that they can see. But the other neat thing that I really liked a lot is when you open up their Facebook page, Messenger pops up, and you can send them a message right away.
Make a note of that for our webpage meeting.
I'm sorry?
We'll make a note of that for the next webpage meeting.
I have a note. But I think we need to get away from paper.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
We have a lot of paper around this library.
Yes, but unfortunately a lot of our established patrons
still
prefer that route. So,
but I think we have that big TV.
We'll try to wean them off it, Jennifer.
We have that big TV screen. You could do some sort of slideshow or a big calendar on that.
True. Very true.
We had also always talked about having like a sign in the lobby, like this is what
the other big news in 2019 is our webpage will be redesigned. Unfortunately, I am so far behind.
Probably 2020.
I might have to postpone our January meeting. I hope new director, because I haven't got anything yet.
Please do.
Oh, really?
Because I'm doing an audit of the pages that James and I agreed to look at, and they're so detailed.
Okay.
It's like layer upon layer.
Maybe I will, because
I'm an onion that has a lot of layers.
That would alleviate a lot of my pressure right now. If I could do that, because that's the one thing that's over my head that I really want to do a good job on, and if I rush it, I'm not going to be happy.
But that brings up a good point. Well, that's a Mr. Rogers song, If You Have to Hurry Up, So-and-So, I Like to Take My Time. A movie coming out this year with Tom Cruise.
Tom Hanks.
So if you're in the library and you use our website or you use our Facebook and you say, hey, why don't you say it to somebody? Because you never know where the next great idea is coming
from. And we're working on that stuff right now. So,
you know, this is
your
webpage.
It could be implemented immediately, because we are that's all fluid right now. We're going to be changing we're going to increase our social media presence. Our webpage is going to be more mobile app friendly, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of exciting things. Hunter County Library is on the move, Jennifer.
That's right. And if you go upstairs, I'd wait till tomorrow till all the little pieces are off the floor, but the more shelves have been taken down in the back. I took some shelves down last year.
Can we tell them what it's going to be prepped for the upper level, or we're not allowed to say?
No, I think we're leaning toward putting youth services up there. And
the youth services department is going to occupy the entire upper level with special little areas for the kids and teens, and looking forward to that.
And I have to say that I did not think I was going to like play areas and things like that in the library, but I took a ride out to the Langhorne Library in Bucks County, and they have a whole little village, and they have a sensory area. And I really did like it.
I think so, too. I mean, we should be like, there should be a couple things. Like, you know, those children's museums are popular,
right,
where they have little, like, things. We should have a couple of things, like the Bucks County Children's Museum over by Triumph and New Hope. Like, get a couple ideas there, like a couple, not a whole children's museum, but a couple elements from a children's museum in our library. You know, we'd have like a mini children's museum.
That's right. And the Friends of the Library would be perfect for donating some of these things, perhaps. So this would be a good way to get involved and a good maybe reason for you to join the Friends.
Yes. I think actually right now is a great time to join the Friends because a lot will be happening, and I think it would be a great time. We would welcome your ideas and energy.
Yes, we can use your energy. Because ours is waning, but I think I hear Jim Gano outside, either that or Yeti has found its way to Flemington. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfalls are most glaring. A mother and daughter in Florida are lucky to be alive, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A two-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks. Because of the partial government shutdown, it has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now